We'll call it in.
So, Phil.
Elizabeth. We've got them all down now? All right, we will begin. And will our commissioners please introduce themselves? Right down, beginning right down there.
Vice Chair Sauer may interrupt you, please. First, you would have to call the meeting to order, and then you would conduct the pledge.
Will the meeting please come to order?
And then we'll.
I looked down there, and they seem to be pretty much in order, so that's.
And then we'll do the pledge of allegiance.
No, no, I want the members to introduce themselves first.
No, we do pledge of allegiance, and then we do roll call.
Oh, lady, come on.
Well, we will now do the pledge of allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Not till the Equal Rights Amendment is passed.
Now we will ask our commissioners to introduce themselves.
Vice Chair Sauer, with your permission, may I call roll? May I call roll?
Yeah, do you want to call the roll?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Chair Frank. Vice Chair Sauer.
Here.
Commissioner Gottiger.
Here.
Commissioner Buckley.
Here.
Commissioner Levesque.
Here.
Commissioner Henderson.
Here.
Commissioner Tom.
Here.
Chair Frank is absent. We have quorum.
Now you want me to introduce myself?
No.
She did.
Now, do we have any additions or corrections or comments about our minutes that we have?
I don't have a minute. Where did I get that? Over here on the table.
In the mail.
Open the.
Can we do public comments first?
Public?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the public, right here.
No, the public comments are these.
Oh, you want to do these before these?
Yes.
You want to take an extra copy of the minutes?
Yeah, this is the man that's normally here to do this job. But he's not here. So I guess. Okay, let's, we have Elizabeth.
You want your captain here, I can't say.
Do we have an Elizabeth here that would like to speak?
Well, I would like to say first that I'm going to say.
Yes, go ahead.
I didn't know how formal we are. I'm a veterinarian in the area. I'm actually a resident of Redlands, not a San Bernardino, but I work a lot with all the animal control agencies in the area, and I'm currently teaching at Western University of Health Sciences. So I'm here more to hear where we are, but also to voice my support for working on some sort of a coalition between nonprofits and public groups, and potentially even involving schools or veterinarians.
Could you speak louder?
Yeah, please, you guys speak louder. You'll have to speak, yeah, it was difficult to hear.
Okay, I'm sorry, did I say it again?
Why don't you say it again?
Okay, so your name is Elizabeth Schilling. I'm a veterinarian. I live in Redlands, but I work throughout both San Bernardino and Redlands, and I'm sorry, San Bernardino, Riverside County, and LA County. I work with a number of different animal control agencies. I'm here today mostly to listen, but I wanted to voice my support for being able to come to a combined public, nonprofit, and city agency solution for the shelter. I think we have some good models out there. I also mentioned at the last commission meeting, was that the last council meeting, that part of my concern, I didn't say this the first time, part of my concern with having a functional shelter is our resilience in face of disaster planning. I think the animal part, the annex. But it's important to be able to plan for disaster because we're in the middle of federal right now.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank
you.
Lisa?
My name is Lisa Hasso, and I work for. Just right down the street from here. And I didn't know what else to do, so I came to this meeting because I love animals and I do rescue with my cousin's rescue group called Pooch Match. I have a detailed account right here. There are 5 dogs at the address of 132 East Cluster. It's 5 minutes from here. I've been calling for 2 years on these dogs and nothing is being done. There's 5 dogs on the property. They're chained up. I have pictures. They're chained up 24/7. There's literally, they have a mop bucket for water and it's muddy and in this temperature. I don't know what else to do. I called animal control. Called the mayor's office and I'm so sick of this that I'm like getting ready to go to the news because one of the animal control officers that went out there called me back. She was so rude to me. She said that she looked at the 5 dogs on the property. I know it's illegal to tether your dogs for a period of longer than 3 hours. There's a law against it. And she said, well, there's this pulley system. There's no pulley system. I got off and I walked around and it's a bad area. It's a bad house. And literally the dogs are chained up with thick collars and they can probably move from here to here, probably 2 feet. 24/7 in 115 temperature, drinking muddy water, and nobody is doing anything about it.
You've called down.
Yeah, and the animal control officer called me back and she was so rude. And I said, did you check the water? She said, that's not my job.
I'm very surprised. When is the last time you talked to her?
Last Friday.
Last Friday?
And I've been calling for 2 years. And those dogs are tied 24/7 in this heat and in the rain. And they sleep in dumping trash barrels, and it's horrible.
And you get other officers from the shelter out there.
I have a detailed account.
And there's always a negative response?
Always negative. Those animals should be removed from that property. They shouldn't even be allowed to have dogs, those people. Because I think it's a drug house, or I think they're doing animal fighting.
Before I guess we unravel with that, I just want to say thank you for coming forward and saying that. Yeah. And I could really hear your passion, and it's something that I think, I'm sorry, it affected me. So I just want to say, like, thank you for continuing to do something. So before we unravel and or go forward with anything, I just want to say thank you so much for keeping and maintaining a detailed account and advocating for the family. So, it's hard to do with a lot of discouragement.
She could follow up with the landers to talk to somebody at the front desk.
Okay. Thank you for sharing this. The other suggestion I would have, just a couple years ago, is when you go out today at the front desk, issue a complaint.
Okay.
Animal control is under police. So that you call and tell this and issue.
Give them a copy of what you have.
Well, if we have a copy, they'll tell her what they need.
Is this Janet?
Yeah.
We have Janet.
We have lots of Janets.
Janet Nielsen?
No. Well, you're on the list. We have Janet Cheney.
Me.
Oh, there we go. All right.
Mr. Possum. Miss Possum.
Yes. Possum Rescue. Janet Cheney. I don't want to see our shelter outsourced, relocated. I have volunteered there for years. This shelter has been here for 50 years. It's served our community. The only thing is the buildings need renovation. And people in this community just do not understand how this commission is supposed to work. They don't understand that. I go on next door, I post, people need to come to the meeting, and they say, oh, well, we want to help. We want to start fundraising. They want to do GoFundMe pages. They want to start fundraisers in the neighborhood and stuff like that. I'm a CERT member, and personally, myself, I produce a magnet show every year. This year, I raised over $3,500 to fund the magic show. People can do the fundraising, and I have friends that have been employed by the animal shelter for years, and they said, that they can renovate one building at a time, starting with the funds we already have. That $63,000 is something that we have coming in from other communities that were contracting with us. That money is already there that we can start with. And they said, we can do it. You know, one building at a time, renovate it so it's up to standard. We don't really need more space. We just need the animal shelter there for our community. You know, I had to go all the way to Riverside to pick up a couple of possums because they could find no rehabber that did not do birds because they are under quarantine for the West Nile thing. It was a long drive. It took me almost 3 hours to go to there and to pick up two animals. You know, people are not going to do that when they need to pick up animals or go find their animal or get their animals licensed or whatever. It's not going to happen. I mean, we've got a lot of, what we need is some better education in this community about how to take care of the animals that people already have. You know, and I think that's what we need because the animal shelter wouldn't be here if people took care of, I mean, we wouldn't have so many animals at the shelter if people, Oscar Torres was right when he wrote that letter that said about, you know, what people in this community need to do.
Was that in the paper?
Huh?
Oscar's letter.
I saw it on Facebook or, I think it was on Facebook and somebody reposted it to Nextdoor. But yeah, it needs to go in the paper.
I want to tell you that the Humane Society of San Bernardino Valley mm-hmm. has a licensed, credentialed, full-time teacher that goes into all the third grades and all the elementary schools.
That's not enough.
Let me finish, please. All third grade classes in the 50 schools in San Bernardino. This has gone on for years. In addition, we have a two-week critter camp where third graders can come and participate in all kinds of activities in humane education. What would you suggest? You say it's not enough? Well, the Humane Society pays for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Say, I wish we could have more
time. I think that I don't have the answer to how to do it.
I think
that the trouble is you can educate all you want to. If people don't want to be educated, you can't educate.
That's true.
And that's the problem.
That's right.
Yeah, let me just remind you that this is the moment for their speaking for 3 minutes.
Respond.
Yeah, we're not addressing everything.
Okay, then how can we remember to respond every minute?
Well, it's in the minutes and we're taking notes on it. But we're exceeding it quite a bit here. So.
Yeah. We have a Jane.
Janine.
Hi, everybody. Janine Nielsen with Daisy's Hope Foundation. Thank you for allowing me to speak. Janine Nielsen with Daisy's Hope Foundation. An email was sent on June 26th to the council and the commission. We received no response back, so we respectfully went before the city council last week to appraise them of the last at the last council meeting. For the sake of time and respect to only receiving a one-year stay at closing the shelter, we would like to establish an efficient and responsive form of communication with the Animal Commission, starting meeting with you on an ongoing basis with the newly formed San Bernardino Animal Care Foundation, of which Alice Chow will be speaking on more. We would ask that you allow us to have open table discussions rather than the 3 minute we get to talk and you don't get to address us back. So that is what I'm addressing what you just talked about. We would ask that we be included in your agenda. It was already requested in the email sent on 8-1, and that we are not just given the floor during the public comment section with no real exchange of ideas or being addressed, but rather that open table discussion of real strategies and solutions that are worked out. Your own mission statement, as publicly displayed on the city websites, which as a commission or a council, you should have it embossed and at every meeting. And it should be in your hands at every meeting. And I brought copies for you guys. It states, your 9-member commission, established by resolution number 2018-45, is charged with providing advisory recommendations to the mayor, the city council, city staff on strategies policies, and programs designed to ensure the quality care for the awareness of animals available for adoption at the shelter, and educating the community regarding the humane treatment of the animals and other matters related to animal shelter services. With all due respect to this commission, I have not seen any real improvements or any discussions that come forward at the commission meetings. It's always wonderful to see when Oscar is here and he reads about the stats and our live release rate. That is fantastic, but I don't see anything, any further ideas or any exchange of ideas coming back to the boots on the ground, who's at the shelter and meeting with us. We're asking you to do that.
Ma'am?
Yes.
I asked to have Oscar attend these meetings.
We're going to stick to the commission, the 3 minute. But now you know what I'm asking, okay? The strategy should be for the city to work in collaboration with you as the commission, the newly formed San Bernardino Animal Care Foundation, and the Rescue Advisory, that would be the Boots on the Ground Rescues that you know and you trust, of which Jennifer Rosengard, Renee Hersey, myself, and others, and Alice Chow. SBC is facing a crisis exodus of kennel employees over the last 12 months, which has been detrimental to the care and the handling of its animals. These positions have yet to be filled, which has led to the diminished morale of current employees as well. The shelter has had to rely more and more on unsupervised work release and its volunteers, which is not conducive to a healthy environment.
Okay.
This coupled with it being hidden season, and the sheer load of animals intake results in less adoptable animals, which reduces the number of adoptions, the income from those adoptions, and exacerbates our euthanasia rate.
Okay,
we've got 45 days ago, we were at only 12% for cats. This week, we're at over 30% for cats. Thank you.
Elizabeth. Elizabeth?
Unless there's another Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Shung?
Schilling.
Okay. Okay, we've had Janine done. Yeah, well, let me hold the ones that we've got.
Okay, then why did we have this one still?
Lisa?
I think we have two.
Janine?
Already spoke. Thank you.
Janet? Kenny?
Already spoke.
All right, and those are done. Here, let's hold them up. Right. Okay, these are done. These ones need to be done.
She passed this out now, isn't it? Yeah. Why do we have a chance to respond to any of these people that are speaking every week to us?
I think at the end of the consent calendar, we can bring anything up we want to talk
about.
If we can remember what each one of them said, you see, that's the thing. If you can respond to them, if you can respond to a speaker, but we can't do that.
You can respond at the end during the animal control.
Is she passing out things? Yeah.
Commission announcement.
That one hasn't seen the commission do anything.
She hasn't.
That's what she said.
She's right.
You said it.
Okay, who's? These are the next. Okay. Now, Jennifer.
I'm going to help you with your learning.
You run
a little session.
No, I have no desire to have me.
Your last name, please. Hi, I'm Jennifer Rosengard. I'm the president and co-founder of Daisy Soap Foundation. I'm here today because I would like to talk about the shelter improvement funds that are sitting unused and have been for years. As of October of 2017, there's almost $608,000 that has not been used towards the shelter. This money has been accumulating for years, hasn't been used for its intended purpose, thus leading to the current rundown and outdated state of the shelter. The shelter is obviously at the bottom of everyone's priority list, including the city's maintenance crew. Last year, in February of 2017, the city manager at that time promised he would begin to use the funds to fix it up and repair, and that never happened. Not $1 was spent on improving the living conditions for the animals at SBC. And now a year and a half has passed, and the shelter is in an even worse state of disrepair. As part of your mission, the council, we are asking that you demand an immediate release of these funds for improvements to be made to ensure the quality care for the animals that are currently living there. Since it is at the bottom of the priority list, we would like to bring in our own volunteer contractor for bids and repairs to be done immediately. We would appreciate it if you would consider that request. Thank you.
Thank you.
Want to read that to me? Jennifer
Rosenberg?
Jennifer.
We did it.
You did it. All right.
Shirley Nielsen.
Shirley.
No, Harlan. Shirley Harlan. Sorry.
Harlan. It would be helpful if you read the names, the full names. I'm Shirley Harlan, and my pet husky, Arctic, is the reason I'm here today. And let me tell you what I've done. At June 20th meeting, I was there with 50 people. And I have located 33 of those and have a letter ready to go out to all those people to ask them if they're still interested to deal with the coalition that you mentioned. So if before I leave today, if you'll give me that information, I'll get that in combination. Here's what I've already found out. There was a rumor about the water department. I talked to the water administration. They have no interest in the property. That's old rumor, okay? So that can be eliminated. I've contacted a couple of the other places. And I have talked to the residents of Ms. Chow, who is here today, and we have talked. And there are already plans. As Mr. Green stated at your last meeting, he indicated that just fixing the place will not bring it up to full standard. It needs to be replaced. And so there is a person who has already demonstrated, as I understand it, some outlines, an architect. And we want to go forward to pursue a coalition that will work with you, but will be working outside of you, but with you at the same time. Because we recognize your limitations in terms of maybe your age or your contacts and this kind of thing, that you are not able to get the kinds of information that possibly that we can when we get this energy together that was at June 2nd. So that's what I wanted to come to say. And we're going to be right there. And there are many ideas out there, and we can help explore those. You can also, when you were given information, will be interested to see what information from the last meeting that you've been able to bring to your meeting today. And I also contacted your secretary in order to see what your agenda was, and she was kind enough to contact Terry, who is going to give you a report in terms of what funding raising from the city point of view is. But as an older person, when we've been out of the workforce for a good number of years, the world has changed, in, as Janet said, in the way that we need to do things. And we need these young people to help us to find those avenues. So please be open to a coalition of people who love animals to help you meet this 6 months that you have to give a report to the council that has specific and facts and information that they can understand and then they can act on. And that's what we're here to be able to support you to do. So, and even though those third graders have been getting the education all these years, it's their parents right now.
We're aware of that. We have time.
Okay,
time
thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
This is Alice Housechow. Alice?
Hello, my name is Alice Chow. I'm president of Dream Teen Angels Rescue. I'm a volunteer at the shelter. I'm a 19-year teacher at the San Bernardino School District. I'm with the San Bernardino Animal Care Foundation with Janine, Jennifer, and Renee. So this is what we've done so far as our group. We've done our research. We visited Upland, Rancho Cucamonga, and Palm Springs shelters. They are volunteer-based, and we have researched, and we would like to model after them. So far, we can model after them, but there's certain, we would like to invite you to visit them to see how they have their volunteer system. We asked about their finances, their structure. It's doable here in San Bernardino. We have begun our 501c3 nonprofit group. We have already selected our board members, and we will get that started. We'll pay for it. Takes a few months. We have gathered our San Bernardino city residents and who want to play an active role in fundraising and volunteering. We are approaching schools so that students can come volunteer with their parents. That's how they're doing it at Upland Rancho. We will also be holding several town hall meetings for the San Bernardino city residents to get more involved, because this is their city. They need to take an active role. We have many organizations who want to come in and assist with education for the students in the community. I'm a teacher. I teach second grade. I teach my kids about dog rescue, cat rescue. They listen. They go back and nag their parents. Their parents usually sometimes give in. They learn. So they attend our free vaccination clinics. They get them spayed and neutered. The kids will be our best people, little people, to reach out to who we can affect, and they will affect, they will teach their adults. Okay? This is our one-year plan. The shelter becomes its own entity like it did before the bankruptcy, break away from the police department immediately. We use existing shelter improvement funds so that we make the shelter habitable for the animals and make it a safe working environment for the staff. Meanwhile, our 501c3 will recruit, screen, and do background checks of the volunteers so that we have the robust volunteer program that will assist the shelter. We'll do that. We will seek private donations and do fundraising to assist the shelter in every way possible. We currently have companies and private donors who are ready to donate, one including Petco, who's ready to help us now. We submitted paperwork to San Manuel. They will have a meeting at the end of August. They will get back to us at the beginning of September. This is our year two plan. Continue with year one and beginning to apply for grants to continue fundraising to build a new shelter, locate a new site for the new shelter. Years 3 to 5, start building the new shelter. For all of this to happen, we need to work with the commissioners, city council, so that we can partnership and work together. We will do the hard work. We have done the hard work. We need your assistance. We need you to pair up with us. We will communicate. We have to communicate. And we can see this being very successful. We're getting a lot of good people coming out of San Bernardino saying, we want to help. We heard the shelters open. All these people were never here years ago when we went to the city council meetings. Mm-hmm. They're coming out.
Okay, we got a time. Okay. We have a time.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Okay, is there another one? Do we have another name?
Yes,
that
one more lady filling out one. Here, that woman right there is
filling out. All right. She can introduce herself.
Yeah.
Okay, and her name is?
Lydia Savalas. Okay, Lydia. Oh, okay, so I apologize, but this sounds really dynamic. And so not having heard everything you said in its entirety, I'd like to address a fraction of what I believe is necessary for a successful operation of a shelter or any entity for that purpose. I have a rescue group that's been around 11 years. Poochmatch.com for around 11 years. Without grants and without funding, over 3,000 adoptions, on target for 500 adoptions this year. With that operational knowledge of attempting to break even financially, I would like to suggest that one dimension of the research, of the planning, include a financial committee to address ways to change how business is done to generate, God forbid, more revenue. as I see it now today, the only person that's making money is the veterinarian that's hired to do the surgeries. That's the, you know, I'm like, why? Why is he or she making money? That's where the money is. And the only reason that my rescue group operates at a profit is because we have been able to find low-cost spay-neuter, which I cannot find in San Bernardino. We travel to Fullerton every other week, guarantee a minimum of 40 spay-neuters every 40 or 50, yeah. And because we have this volume, they guarantee us a flat rate of $60 per dog for spay or neuter. Now, you're not going to find that in San Bernardino. So if the shelter were to take into consider it had, if the shelter had a financial operating committee, you know, some of the things that could be addressed or researched would be having a contract veterinarian come in once or twice a week and doing surgeries there. I have air-conditioned sheds, and that's where they're kept until they're ready for the shelf and being adopted. So that's one way to make money. The other way to generate revenue is to have a groomer come in once a week, twice a week, shave down those dogs, clean them up, and get the fleas and the ticks off of them, because the dogs that I pick up off the streets of San Bernardino require the removal of hundreds of ticks. And that's not something you can do with a groomer.
Excuse us, time.
Okay, so my name is Lydia Savala, and I would like to make myself available to make recommendations to any financial committee that's established.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks to all of you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to make a suggestion. I know it's not a motion, but that the speakers' names are kept as part of the record and that they give an address and some way to reach them in the future if we would like to. We had 50 speakers.
Exactly.
She said she did a lot of research, but she still doesn't have the names of people very knowledgeable about the subject.
Yeah.
So starting now,
Commissioner Gardner, if I could respond to that. So in regards to the minutes, we do put the names, but per commission rules, speakers are not mandated to provide their address, so they don't need to.
Well, I'm not making it a mandation, if that's a word. I think most of the people here would be willing to do that. They're willing to come here.
Okay, may I make a suggestion? Because this is part of what I have done. I have talked to many of these people. I have gotten their business cards. I suggest every member of this commission do the same thing, or phone numbers, or whatever.
Individually, we'd be getting in touch with them. Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm saying you have the information to get in touch with them, as opposed to putting it in the minutes.
Well, I'm asking just, they can leave their
cards. We aren't going to solicit the public speaker's information for the minutes, so if you would like to contact them and get their information.
If it can be for the minutes, I'm willing to accept that. I would just like their knowledge to be available.
Right.
Yes.
Right. As an agency, we're not going to take their addresses or...
You're not going to take their addresses and give them...
No, because they have the right to speak without giving me their address or their date of birth or anything.
Or phone numbers.
It's the Brown Act that's involved in this. Command speakers only need to give their name when they speak. They don't have to give their other information. And this has to do with the Brown Act.
Yeah. I'm not mandating anything.
If you'd like to move it along, Ms. Sally.
I'm not mandating anything.
Yeah.
So then we'll move on to the, if there are any agenda additions you'd like to add.
Yeah, we've heard some wonderful ideas. We have, and it's the way the commission operates, and we just can't do a give and take conversation discussion. I wish we could, but we can't.
That was the request, though, to figure it out.
I am too. Okay. Now we're going to talk about our minutes. Everybody had a chance to read the minutes.
I move that we accept the minutes as printed.
That's taken care of.
if we have a vote, you want to vote on it?
No, do you want to vote on it?
I just made a motion.
You made a motion, and everybody accepted, all the way down, they said we accept it. You did? Did you hear that?
No, I heard it.
Oh, okay, all right, they all did, all the way down. I guess. And now we move into.
Look at your agenda.
Pardon?
Look at your next agenda.
I wonder if it's, here's the agenda, kosher, I know, I'm just thinking about it, to explain what the purpose of the commission is. These people, so many of them, and they just.
I think if we can get to that, if we get through rocks, then we can do some open conversation.
When we can have the open conversation.
At the end of the consent calendar.
Motion to approve the consent calendar options.
No, no, we got this.
Yeah, our normal chairman is not here.
So that we can move to item number 8.3.
Oh, 8.3, okay, yeah.
So motion to approve the consent calendar options.
Good, well, what is she, what do you?
She wants to move, I don't know if we need a motion for that, we want to move into the consent calendar. And the A3, which is the update regarding the commissioner's efforts in contacting potential funding options.
So I don't understand what you're saying.
This is the agenda.
I know that.
And that's the agenda I know we're going to get to.
Okay.
And through this agenda, at the end, we can have open discussion with hope for.
With the people that have spoken. And then they've forgotten at that point what they talked about.
So Vice Chair Sauer, you can go ahead and move to close the consent calendar, and then we'll move on to item 8.3.
I want to report on funding.
So we'll go move on.
Yeah, no, go to 8.3.
Okay, does anybody else have anything to report?
I have motions to make.
Okay, but anyway, I went online to grants, I don't know if anybody else did this. I found a number of grants for construction of shelters, most of them are for 501(c)(3), you get them, I've gotten them. There's several that are for municipal shelters also. Most of them are matching grants, they're not a lot of money. It's like 25,000, it'd be a lot, 2,500 matching, 2,500, I found 4,000 matching. I'm sure that the grant writers are aware of this. I didn't make copies of these for the commission members.
Who did you look at when you said the grant writer?
Well, I don't know who the grant writers are, but the grant writer was here last time.
Well, if you remember last time, I asked about the availability of having a grant writer with the police department. And we were told, yes, they did have a grant writer.
Right, she was here last.
And just so you know, we have been researching grants.
I'm sure.
We have been working into it, and the point of this.
That went online.
Right, and the point of this was for you to find any outside funding sources to suggest to me, and then we'll go do the footwork on those. So we'll take the information you have, and it looks, if it's the ASPCA grant website, that's one of the sites we've been looking for.
There's a couple of them I found, but some of them are a little complicated, so I'm not.
Right. And just so you all know, a lot of the grants that are available are for smaller numbers or matching or different opportunities. We will look into them and we'll report that with along with whatever other information we get from your other suggestions.
Now you're saying that your department will look into the grant.
Yes.
The availability of them.
But you're not saying that we can't.
I'm absolutely not saying you can't. If you find additional grants, feel free to suggest them and bring them. What I'm telling you is we are looking into them. We've looked into a lot. We're going to continue to do so with these that you gave us as well. And then any other funding suggestions you have, at this point, that's what this portion of your commission meeting is, to suggest those to me so we can move forward to look into them.
Marilyn, thank you so much. The research that I have looked into went more on the Department of Education on second row, where according to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics and MC, and it's at the consensus of labor development, the occupational outlook for veterinary technicians is trending towards a 43% rise over the next 10 years, yielding an hourly wage command between $16 to $22, which will remain above the minimum wage, so that's the command that can increase more economic growth within the community. So by having a shelter built that can house more veterinary technicians and more veterinary science staff, that can actually put a more redevelopment into the community where people are going to want to patronize within the area. additionally, where those numbers become anchored as something that has a certainty of confidence is that AB 2056, the assembly bill that promotes more transparency in veterinary insurance, is also something that can promote more coverage and applicability for people to want to take care of their animals more. So perhaps maybe through the promotion of that consumer route, we can go through the education and see if we can start up any kind of internship program so that that can be a teaching shelter. And I do know firsthand that the San Bernardino Community College District is looking to expand their academic programs to possibly increase with using veterinary technician associate's degree.
And that's a really good idea. It's very innovative.
Yeah.
But is there an action? And here, just keep in mind it. I will look into things, but is there a funding source? I mean, it's a very innovative idea, but what's your direction as far as a funding source that will replace
the funding source that can go into the development of the animal shelter is to perhaps partner with the community college district to put it under maybe their banner, a shared banner, so that the academic funding will go into developing it as a teaching shelter, or where it's housed as a entity extension of that. And there are private donors, alumni donors, through Crafton Hills Community College, where I can give you with confidence that they are looking into developing that program and that there is someone actively writing that program.
And I recognize that, but and understand the point of this is, and we can even look forward in that, but I understand the point of this is for you to give me a direction. And I don't know what you're suggesting. Are you suggesting call Valley College, or?
It would not be Valley College. It would be the San Bernardino Community College District,
okay,
to see if what they're, where they are with academic development in a veterinary technician program. From there, a donor that has advocated for sponsorship to be an angel investor into that program would be the next person that college district would communicate to. From there, you would reach out to a chancellor, a provost, because it deals with an academic development. From there is where the chancellor's office would be in contact with those different earmarks designed for program development. And it aligns with their strategic vision and plans and with the chancellor's office strategic plan. So it behooves them to invest into it because it's a mutual interest.
Okay.
Marlon?
We've been told more than once that there's already some money put aside for the shelter. Does the city manager's office plan to release that money for repairs or to help us build a new building, or where is that money going and when can it be used?
So there is a fund and there is some money in there, and that's really up to the operational plan for what they're going to do moving forward. Really what your task is to come back with a recommendation in terms of, you know, funding sources that can help to rebuild a shelter and those kinds of things. And that's what I would focus your efforts on, so that you can make your recommendations to the mayor and council at this point in time.
So at this time, you can't tell me if that money is available to be used, or that we can request that money be used, or
you can make a recommendation in terms of, you think that any funds that have been set aside for repair of the facility be utilized. Certainly your job is to make a recommendation to the mayor and council, so
which could include a recommendation to release the funds.
Absolutely, you can make that recommendation.
And for further contact, I could give you the information for the Dean of Research for Crafton, so that perhaps he could be a pinpoint, since he just shouldn't to direct traffic through those channels.
Okay, well. I talk a lot, but I usually don't do the rule of making a motion, so I just talk a lot. But I had a mentor this time who said, do it this way. So I shall change my ways. One of them was mentioned earlier. I make a motion that we agendize trips to specific other animal shelters so we all have a concept of what one that has a good reputation is like. I move that.
I second.
Now you can discuss it.
Does everyone understand what she's recommending?
Could you repeat your motion, Ms. Carter?
Say it again.
Yes, I move that we make an agendized decision to make a visit, field visit, to at least two established animal shelters with good reputations, so that we all can have eyes on what is considered to be a good animal shelter, and that's aside from Riverside, because we've had some orientation to that.
For sure.
To give us a goal.
Perhaps you would make a recommendation that there be a subcommittee established, and that that subcommittee is tasked with going to visit various shelters and bringing information back.
Okay. Now, does that mean that the police department would provide transportation and whatever, or are we all going to drive to?
You would be responsible for that. So your subcommittee could, so as a commission, you would establish a subcommittee, you would designate the chair, your chair would designate the members of your subcommittee, and then you could, as a subcommittee, those members that are established, which is less than a quorum of your commission, could go and visit whatever various shelters you would like to gather information and bring back a report to your commission.
Okay, you want me to do that? I should do that now?
If that's what you want, if that's what you want to do.
That's what I wanted to do, yes, I think that's an important thing. And so I would like to know who's interested in that.
Hold on a minute, just.
I think you're talking about.
Wait a minute, we're waiting for Jane's motion. Come on, sit down and let her finish her motion.
Okay, I guess first I'd like to ask who might be interested in that. It involves time, money, travel, whatever. Going to a couple other shelters, they have a hands-on, eyes-on visit. No one's interested?
Sure. I didn't know if that was.
Do we have a motion or what?
Yeah.
Is that a motion?
She made the motion and I seconded it.
It did? Okay.
Yeah, and that one motion?
So I'll go ahead and very quickly I'll reread Commissioner Gottiger's motion. So Commissioner Gottiger made a motion to create a subcommittee to visit other local shelters in an effort to conduct research to bring back to the commission.
Is that what you said?
And I seconded it.
Okay.
And Marlon seconded?
Yes.
And Jane, let me ask you to expand a little bit on that. To visit other shelters for the purpose of what? Just picking up what the shelters are doing and bringing the information back to the group or what?
Yeah. Help to give us a goal.
Things in the cost of the shelter as it exists. And, you know, do they have it in one building and several buildings in,
Are they up to standard? The ones that are up to standard.
Well, the ones that are up to standard. Commissioner, I don't know who said standard.
If I may interrupt very quickly. You made the first motion. Commissioner Todd made the second motion, and then could I get a vote for?
We have discussion first.
Well, the motion was made. And
okay, it's in limbo until we pass it or don't.
Correct.
All right. We've had a motion, we've had a second. Are we all in agreement?
Just to clarify, this is to agendize the creation of a subcommittee.
Well, I'll agendize it today.
We can't agendize it at the next meeting. So what we would do is we would put it on the agenda for the next meeting, at which point we would vote to create the subcommittee and appoint members to that subcommittee.
Well, I said agenda, can I?
Yeah, that's correct.
Need on the agendize? And do it today if we can get it done?
No, it's not on the agenda today. You can't act today to create a subcommittee.
Okay.
You can act today to ask staff to bring back for a future agenda. It's back to the Brown Act. You can ask staff to bring it back on a future agenda, because you don't know, there could be members of the public out there who want to talk about the creation of a subcommittee who might object to it, might support it.
I didn't mean an outside this room committee.
No, I understand. So it would be, so for the next meeting you would, the motion today is to agendize the creation of a subcommittee and the appointment of members to that subcommittee. Assuming the body votes that day, your next meeting, that will appear on the agenda. You'll create it, you'll appoint members, and staff can arrange it.
I accept your knowledge of the law. I'm only a little upset because that's the fourth meeting, and at the time of the sixth meeting, we have to have a written report. It's my understanding.
Keep in mind, nothing prevents any of you from visiting shelters. Nothing prevents any of you.
Anytime anyone wants to and has the.
I know, but making it official gives it the, what did I just say? Something of the commission, the.
What do you want as a result of the visit? Then what do you want to have happen?
I'd like to be able to come back and say, I saw a dog shelter.
Okay, that's what I'm wondering. You want to bring that information back to the committee then?
Yeah, not just big and scrap up and put it in my garage.
If I might recommend that if you're just looking for information on surrounding shelters, the size of the shelters and the details, that you ask staff to bring that as part of an update report. So you're asking them to gather information and bring back some funding information in terms of various funding sources and what those amounts
are. And just our impression, you know, we've all been to the San Bernardino shelter. I haven't been to any other shelters anywhere.
So you could visit them on your own. You don't need a subcommittee for that, but you could direct staff if you want some kind of a formal information in terms of the size of the shelters and their operating budget or those kinds of things for some of our surrounding communities. They could bring back some of that information to you so that it's simply staff working on gathering some of those pieces of information that you feel that would be useful in your recommendation.
I don't know what else it could be.
So I'm just suggesting that maybe you ask staff to gather that information for you and then feel free to go and visit the
I want it to be done by the commission members.
Okay. All right.
And then you want the information from the visits brought back to the commission?
Yes.
Right. And then what do we do with that information?
Use it.
Remember, Jane.
I do apologize, but point of order, that's what we're commissioned to do in the first place. That's our job as commissioners. So in all respect, I do believe I motion to move forward. I don't know how to put it, but our job.
Today's.
I call point of order.
Call to the question.
Yeah. And Mrs. Gottinger, today's meeting, if some of you had chosen to go to those to different locations and gather information, today's meeting would have been the day you would come and say, I recommend this. Look at, you know, I spoke to, you know, like I think somebody here spoke about three different shelters. I spoke to three different shelters. I'd like you to go research. Either way, and you would give me some direction on what you liked about them, what you wanted research, something along those lines. So that's what you have the ability to do. So that's kind of what we're here for today.
Jane, remember
the majority of the information that she's asking for is
we're getting nowhere.
Yes,
now.
And that's the point. Is if you guys tell me what information you're looking for, I will find it. If you would like to go see, then
it's good to go see. But the majority of the information is on their website.
I'm old fashioned. I would like
even the viewing.
So where are we at this point?
Where are we?
All right. I call for the question. Can we please vote?
Okay. Voted. So, we did vote.
So the motion was.
No, there was no vote.
So the motion
we had a second.
Was
for the question.
1 second. Let's go ahead, Melina.
Point of order. When the question is called for, you vote.
That's right.
Okay. So it was recommended by the city attorney's office to make a motion to agendize to create a subcommittee, which would then visit the other local shelters to conduct research. So we would make a motion to agendize something, which would appear in the next agenda.
Yeah, I accept and respect his Brown Act. I don't have any quibble with that. I'm anxious about the written report we have to give in 2 months. 3 months?
Four.
Well, we've had two meetings like this since it happened.
Well, I've called for the question.
Okay.
I thought we already did this.
No,
we have not done that.
We did, but everybody was talking. All in favor.
Sir, does the Brown Act prevent us from agendizing it and going the next day?
Yes, no, you have to create a subcommittee before the subcommittee can go.
So you create it next month and you can go the day
after? Oh, yeah, absolutely. That subcommittee can go. Romp around town looking at shelters, absolutely.
That's a little easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we call for the question.
Would you like me to repeat the motion?
No.
No? Okay. So, Commissioner Gottinger, you made the motion to agendize to create a subcommittee, which would visit other local shelters to conduct research. Who seconds the motion?
Sorry.
She seconds. Okay. Everyone approve? All in favor? All in favor?
You have to say the name.
I still want to expand on that, what we're going to do with the information.
If we said nay, then that would mean no.
Jane, remember, and I'm going to talk with you personally now. Remember, we were told last meeting that our shelter is not in condition to be rehabbed. Remember?
Well, who told us that? I thought we were supposed to brainstorm. I'm just saying this.
No, yeah, and I just was saying, remember what we said, the shelter, we were told this, the shelter is in no condition for rehab. Do you all remember that?
Well, I do remember that. I think that given what our purpose is, that is what Captain Green told us.
Yes.
It is our recommendation that the shelter be refurbished, then that is the recommendation we send to the city council. And the city council says it can be done, it can't be done.
That's right.
Okay, but he gave us some very specific reasons why it can't be done.
That has nothing to do with what our recommendation is to the city council.
I feel it does.
Unless we choose it to.
Okay, but when he, Captain Green.
And keep in mind, so our recommendation was based on the staff work that we had done. You're providing us with more information for us to do more staff work. And somewhere along the line, there may be a golden ticket somewhere. Who knows? But what our recommendation is based on that. Now, you've already made a recommendation against our recommendation, so you could continue to do so. You could continue to do so. And we can say it can't be rebuilt, and we can say based on all this information we found, and if you recommend to rebuild it, you can still make that recommendation. It's just if you have further information you would like us to look into, then you could ask me to look into that. So that's all there is in what we're saying when it. Based on what we've seen, it wouldn't be affordable to rebuild it.
Okay.
Okay, I have three other motions that I want to cast. I think one could be answered by knowledge you have. And that was, is the city land where the shelter now sits sufficient size to rebuild in that location?
And we received a lot of negative.
No, I'm giving no answer to that. I would like an answer to that. I'm not saying this moment, but to research it.
Well, it was in his report, was it not? Some now my head is saying 67 acres, but I don't know. In the report to Captain.
Okay. So again, that report was a recommendation based on research we had done. There was no architect that come in and measure a...
Okay, but the first part of the question, what is the current acreage of the shelter?
I honestly do not know.
I don't know it either, but I think...
Well, we can find out, no?
Yeah, is that something...
That was something we'd like you to find out.
It's we'd like to find out. Right. Okay, do we have any more comments?
I can do it on my phone.
So, I don't know that there's a motion...
You don't need a motion for that.
If you're just asking me questions, you don't...
No.
Yeah, okay. The next one has to do with the 5 months thing, which I got a little anxious about. I feel like we've had two meetings in 2 months, so we got three meetings left before we have to have a...
An initial recommendation. Yeah, initial report.
So I have personally felt, and I'm not a real good person to do this, that we're not as organized as we might be in terms of what topics do we absolutely need to cover and do we need to have a topic for each meeting so that we've covered the waterfront, so to speak, and can start with the written report.
I think here's where I stand, okay? I am very anxious right now because we're here and I want to talk to these people. They have done a lot of this.
Yes.
If you want to know about shelters, they've done
exactly.
I don't need to talk apart.
Right. I would like to finish this meeting so that under the Animal Control Commission announcements, which is where I'm assuming we can do it, we can talk to them. person.
Well, I want us to know, right here in this committee.
You think you're going to let it come about what the...
It would be at the adjournment.
After the adjournment.
Okay, so what about, we don't care if we ramble on for 3 more months and then have to have a written report that's...
Don't you think talking to them will be part of what you want to put in the written report?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Commissioner Geiger, what you're doing is you are giving direction to the staff to bring back information to you, and anything that he wants to discuss, you do need to agendize. So this isn't a time for open dialogue unless it's something that has been agendized. If you're inviting information or proposals from nonprofits that you would like to give some thought to, certainly you can do that, but you do need to agendize that you're going to be doing that. And that isn't...
So anything we would do here, we would have to bring back to the meeting to put on the agenda.
You absolutely have to, anything that you're planning to do, you need to agendize it and let the public know that you're inviting recommendations and input and thought, and if you would like to do that, you can certainly take that information from them so that you can give thoughtful consideration to it. The topic that you have on the agenda for today is to give direction to staff to bring back some detailed information in terms of various funding and other pieces of information that you need to do to make your recommendations.
Yes.
Knowing all this and that it has to do with the Brown Act, I could, how do you do when you take back your motion?
What motion? You don't need to take back your motion.
That's all passed.
You haven't made a motion on that.
These were submitted all...
But you haven't made a motion on them.
Okay, so I'm going to take it back what I haven't done.
Right.
I do have another motion.
Okay.
And that motion is, every month we're getting reports now of what intake is coming in from your suggestion that we get statistics on licensing revenue, so to speak.
Well, that's, is that on the report?
It's supposed to be.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
And yet, at the same time, we're told that there's 5 vacant positions, that nothing is being done in terms of recruitment.
You're right.
I would move that we ask that they continue to recruit, hire, and fill those positions so the revenue keeps coming in.
Yeah, but that would be a recommendation we make to the city council.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make it here.
So you're talking about filling positions.
Well, we don't do that. We make a recommendation to the city to fill the recommendation.
And let me help with that. We are filling positions. We have interviews scheduled within this month, so we are actively filling some of these positions. I don't believe it's a license checker. It's the kennel attendants.
No, we just told the licensing checkers.
We're still, though, we're still...
I don't know, you know, for sure what yesterday's report was, but,
yes, sure. But that's the next thing.
Because you couldn't fill them, so you stopped looking. It was kind of like that.
I don't know. I could get back to you on that if that's a question you want to look into.
Well, I think the other piece of that would be maybe, and we're not there yet, but to make sure you add that to the captain's report, the status of the opening, and we have that here, but the status of what positions you're interviewing for, that kind of thing.
The employee, okay.
You're looking for recruitment? Yeah, we're interviewing for kennel assistants or whatever.
And specifically for licensing.
Yes.
Because that's revenue producing in black and white.
Moving right along, we're going to have the captain's report.
I want to have one more thing to just say, okay, that concerns me. I saw a member of the Indian tribe, San Manuel, and talked to them about this, and one thing leaves me worried, and that was, it says, in order to ask them for money, you have to have a 501c3. We don't have one.
We can't be.
What?
We can't be a 501c3.
That's the commission.
As a city, as a municipal shelter, you cannot be a 501.
Well, we're not. We were told we couldn't ask for money from the Indians.
Well, the municipal shelter, they can.
Right.
Well, but if we were going to do it ourselves, I'm glad you're involved.
Did they tell you about the new hotel they're building?
And $20 billion? Have to have a 501c3 that's been in existence for 3 years. Is yours 3 years?
Mine is. My personal dog rescue has been in existence for 3 years.
Okay, I was concerned about that. I didn't know that.
Are you guys ready to move to the
that she's had it for 3 years?
More than.
Yeah.
James Gould.
So anyway.
Okay, Jane, can I get to the staff?
That's not right now.
You're stopping. We'll have the captain's report.
Okay, the current inventory, June. For June 2018, I'm going to go ahead and just report for July for you. July 2018, 154 dogs, 174 cats, two other for a total of 330 animals. You can see the current employee vacancies, animal shelter, kennel supervisor. There's one animal control license checking part-time, two animal shelter office supervisor, one animal control officer, three. Animal control senior customer service, you have one animal control shelter attendant, three animal control shelter attendant part-time, five. Animal bites reported during July 2018 is 28. Intake numbers, stray dogs, 244, stray cats, 58, others, 9. Public turn-ins of strays, 128, 295 cats, and others are 4 for a total of 738 animals. Adoption returns, 1 dog, 1 cat, public turn-ins, 8 dogs, 3 cats, for a total of 13.
That's what they were returned?
Then. Yes.
Is this over a period of time?
This is the month of July, just for the month. This statistics are for the month of July. Owner relinquished 14 dogs, 1 cat, 1 other. Public turn-ins, 41 dogs, 31 cats, 3 other for a total of 91. And the grand total is 842 animals. Animal disposition, adopted through rescue groups, 151 dogs, 122 cats for a total of 273. By other means, 112 dogs, 61 cats, and 4 other for 177, for a total of 450 adoptions. Return to owner, 62 dogs, 3 cats, for a total of 65. Euthanized, 56 dogs, 208 cats, 7 other for a total of 271. Other dispo, 16 dogs, 19 cats, and 4 other types of animals for a total of 39, with a grand total of 825 animals.
What is an other disposition?
Disposal.
Yeah.
Well, how is that different than using an agent?
Because they bring the body in.
Oh, okay.
So, licensing summary, altered dog licenses for the month of July, a total of $6,680. Penalties, $920. Senior altered dog licenses, $2,170. Service dog licenses, zero. Unaltered dog licenses, $4,750, for a total of $14,520. Quantity of licenses, unaltered dog licenses, 245. Penalties, zero. Senior altered dog licenses, 137. Service dog licenses, 2, unaltered dog licenses, 67, for a total of 451 licenses. And that concludes the captain's report.
Any comments? Questions?
Do you have any euthanasia rate?
I don't have it with me, but it's a percentage that but we could
make back. Could I ask you to include that routinely in the report?
We got it.
And you could gain it based on the stats provided.
You won't need it with that.
Exactly.
Okay. It's time. We have someone that will.
I move to adjourn.
Take a movement.
You move to second if it is adjourned.
And who will second?
I was already seconded.
It's already seconded. All right. The meeting is over.
I'd just like to ask you a question. Was that news to you that the water department isn't interested anymore?
I'm not sure that the water department is interested in what?
The shelter land.
The
I don't know, Ms. Gavir.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I just wondered if that's what the executive director is saying. Why is not
We've been told that for a long time.
That
the water department was causing a lot of problems.
The water department wasn't factored into the record.